there. It's Jason and Tony. This is our podcast. We call it In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, don't use potatoes to cure hemorrhoids.
You hear that?
If you go on the internet and you're looking for health stuff, you know, hey, I kind of feel this way. What should I do? Chances are the internet's going to have five or six different things that's wrong with you. It could be anything from the common cold to you're going to die today.
Yeah, but
when you go on like WebMD, then there's all the stuff. Well, have you tried this to cure your problem? Have you tried this to cure your problem? Have you tried rubbing grass on it? You know, there's all that stuff.
Home remedies, but we all self-diagnose.
Yeah.
Well,
there's another genius health tip from the internet, and it's forced doctors now to come out and intervene during it.
All right.
So apparently, there's a home remedy for hemorrhoids.
Okay.
And it's been online here lately. It involves inserting a slice of peeled raw potato up in there for 30 seconds.
So you push a potato in there, huh?
for 30 seconds.
And it'll fix the hemorrhoids.
Right. Let me tell you, if there's no way.
Fighting back a potato. Go ahead.
I mean, there's no way you could eat potato wedges after that. Right? I mean, you get one and go, nah, I'm not going to. Steak fries? No thanks. That reminds me too much of the time I tried to cure my hemorrhoids.
Okay. Let's just say this. I can't believe I'm asking you.
Dang it. I should have used hash browns.
If you could use back there to cut out fries, what type fry would you cut when you push out?
It even julienne's.
Watch this curly fry, y'all. Watch this.
So don't do that, okay?
But crinkle cut it. Hurt.
You won't believe what happened at IHOP in Florida at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Something sketchy happened at IHOP in Florida at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Get out of here.
In other news, water is wet. The cops in Clearwater, Florida got a call from an IHOP 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday about a 24-year-old dude named Alan.
All right.
So Alan's there at the IHOP 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Apparently, he walked into the IHOP. And then started going table to table, offering to show people his privates.
To expose himself?
Hey, looky, looky.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to IHOP.
Just walking around table to table.
Hey, welcome to IHOP.
Hey there. I'm Adam. Looky, looky.
Hey.
Hey, looky.
Would you like some pancakes? Welcome to IHOP. He was in jail for 11 hours before the cops let him go, and then 2 hours later, he was busted for stealing donuts at a gas station.
Shame on him.
He ate one and then tried to use the other one to bribe the cops with, saying, all cops love donuts.
Who doesn't want to? Okay, I don't want to hang out with Adam, but
I like to follow Adam around.
He looks and sounds like he'd be a good waiter if anybody's needing anybody waiting tables. He sounds qualified. He went around to every table there at the IHOP.
Hey, welcome to IHOP.
Looky, looky.
Hey. Tony had a suggestion today in the suggestion box.
Hope they listen. Dear makers of Baby Alive dolls, your baby doll model called Oopsie Daisy Baby has the ability to go number one and number two. Hats off to whoever over there run the plumbing on that. My suggestion is something that could save lives if you make Baby Alive's pee shoot further. House fires are very serious. Plus, all the burns would make a Baby Alive pee baby very useful. Baby Alive dolls could also be kept in ice so that the pee is good cool pee. But heck, if I'm ever on fire, I wouldn't mind if someone used real pee-pee to put me out. If y'all run the plumbing out the baby's eyes, it may be less awkward, and it could still save lives. Its ability to go number two wouldn't be as useful to put out fires, but it could be a Neosporin ointment dispenser. That'd be cool. Not just for fires, either. I think any human would like to have a baby doll that poops Neosporin ointment. Soft serve ice cream would be cool too. The ice cream at the Golden Corral, you have to use a lever. It'd be cool if it was a baby's arm though, wouldn't it? But I'll write the Golden Corral a different letter. I hope you read this one and hope you have a nice day making baby dolls up over there. Love, Tony.
Here's today's word of the day.
I hope it's a snuff.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Strugglehagen. Strugglehagen is what Copenhagen feels on days that coping becomes difficult for Copenhagen. Strugglehagen.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
It's in a key.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
The one who licks their bread the most is the one with the best French toast.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's real good. There's a guy named Robert Reed. He works as a janitor at an elementary school near Memphis. He makes a pretty serious trek to work each day because he just loves the people so much. And instead of getting a job closer to his house, he takes three buses and walks 2 miles each way.
Cool, man.
Last week, a teacher decided to show him how much he's appreciated and started a GoFundMe campaign to buy him a car. Well, a bunch of other teachers and parents got on it, too, and less than 24 hours later, they had raised $10,000.
Wow, my gosh.
They told him, and Robert literally fell to his knees and started crying.
And, you know, we had janitors in our school that were real close to us.
Oh, yeah.
And man, they mean the world to you just like a teacher does.
Absolutely.
And that is beautiful. You know those students helped.
He says he already loved everyone at the school for giving him rides and helping him out over the years, and they're basically like family to him. Now it looks like he'll be able to get a car and have some money left over because last we checked, the GoFundMe is over $45,000.
Oh, way to go.
And he doesn't sound like the type of guy who's going to spend every last dime that he gets on a car. You know what I mean?
No.
I think he'll get something used and dependable and be able to do something else with that money.
That's awesome.
If you want to add to that $45,000, you can go to GoFundMe.com and look up Transportation for Mr. Reed. I don't think he needs any more, but he sounds like the kind of guy that may.
Teachers and staff of this school system.
Pass it forward and give it to somebody else that might need it. That's so cool. Congratulations to everybody at that school and to Robert Reed. Y'all are
real good.
Okay, that does it for today. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Please share and subscribe if you wouldn't mind. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.